This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, and it is time for The Puzzle. This week, we're doing The Puzzle from a special semi-secret location, the 32nd Annual International Puzzle Party.
Let's do a little tour.
This one, the idea is to repack them so the white cubes don't touch each other.
Yes, this can take a long time to solve.
It looks so simple, but I'm not going to take this apart because I know I will never get the pieces back in.
The Puzzle Party is an exclusive invitation-only event, and representing Weekend Edition, our very own Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Now, what is going on behind you here?
Yeah, you can hear that. It's the Puzzle Exchange. 80 people participate. They bring 80 copies of a puzzle that they have invented themselves. You give one to everyone else, and everyone gives you their puzzle, so you go home with 79 new puzzles.
Have you ever designed a mechanical puzzle?
No, I'm better at two dimensions, so I'm best at word puzzles, frankly. I like math and logic, but I've never created something to do with my hands.
So could you remind us, Will, of last week's puzzle challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Annie Hagenmiller of Chimicon, Washington. I said, take the name of a well-known U.S. city in four syllables, the first and last syllables together name a musical instrument, and the two interior syllables name a religious official. Who is it? And the city is Kalamazoo. First and last syllables make kazoo, and the interior ones are lama, as in the Tibetan priest.
So more than 1,700 listeners got it and sent in the correct answer. And our winner this week is Warren Hovland of Brookings, South Dakota. Congratulations, Warren.
Thank you.
Warren, are you a fan of mechanical puzzles?
Well, I've tried a few, but I'm not very good at them.
Okay. So, Warren, what do you do in Brookings?
I recently retired from a computer programming position at South Dakota State University here, and I still do some flight instruction for the university aviation program.
Wow. Well, Warren, meet Will. Will, meet Warren.
All right, Warren, are you ready?
I am ready, Will.
All right, well, I'm going to give you the ends of the names of three things that are all in the same category. You name the category. For example, if I said fur, F-U-R, dine, D-I-N-E, and sten, S-T-E-N, you would say chemical elements, because these are the ends of sulfur, iodine, and tungsten.
Okay.
Whoa. This is a tough one. Okay.
Number one is arch, A-R-C-H, gust, G-U-S-T, and ember, E-M-B-E-R.
Months?
Months is right. March, August, and either September, November, or December. Number two is bra, B-R-A, corn, C-O-R-N, and mini, M-I-N-I.
Signs of the zodiac.
Signs of the zodiac. That was fast. C, S-E-A, sis, S-I-S, and verbs, V-E-R-B-S.
We need some help on this one.
Subject that might relate to Sunday morning.
Books of the Bible.
Books of the Bible, right. Hosea, yeah. Genesis, and Proverbs. Nice job. Your next one is pet, P-E-T. Bone, B-O-N-E, and soon, S-O-O-N.
Musical instruments?
That's fast. Trumpet, trombone, and bassoon. Den, D-E-N, as where a bear holes up. Many, M-A-N-Y, and pain, P-A-I-N.
It's not coming.
I gave you a hint, it's geographical.
Countries?
Yeah, and that's correct. In European countries in particular, Sweden, Germany, and Spain. Good. Okay, here's your next one. Mute, M-U-T-E, stiff, S-T-I-F-F, and eagle, E-A-G-L-E.
Breeds of dogs?
That's it. Malamute, Mastiff, and Beagle. How about love, L-O-V-E, lox, L-O-X, and gold, G-O-L-D.
Flowers?
That's it. Foxglove, phlox, and marigold. All right, how about this? C, S-E-E, cut, C-U-T, and sin, S-I-N.
States?
That is correct. Tennessee, Connecticut, and Wisconsin. And here's your last one, DIN, D-I-N, as in a large amount of noise, Ella, E-L-L-A, and Asia, A-S-I-A.
Disney movies?
Yes, it is. Aladdin, Cinderella, and Fantasia. Nice job.
Warren, very good job.
Thank you.
And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. And you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Warren, where do you listen to public radio?
We listen to KESD 88.3 in Brookings.
In Brookings, South Dakota. Well, Warren Hovland of Brookings, South Dakota, thank you very much for playing the puzzle with us this week.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
So, Will, are you ready with something to puzzle us with for next week?
Certainly do. Try this. Name two insects. Read the names one after the other. Insert an H somewhere in the string of letters, and you'll complete a familiar word that is the opposite of what either of these insects is. So again, name two insects. Read the names one after the other. Insert an H somewhere inside, and you'll complete a familiar word that is the opposite of what either of these insects is. What word is it?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. The deadline for entries is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a telephone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you are the winner, we'll give you a call, and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Will, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Linda.